What's up, baby? Oh, jeez. hey, guess what? Episode 6. All right, so here we are back in the studio. You know how we do it. We come in here. We do the same thing, dude. Creature's a habit. You know how it goes. And I got to tell you, I was fired up on the way over here. And I was ready to talk to my producer about it, but I figured there's no better time and no better audience, if I'm being honest, than right on the podcast. So let me just fire and go crazy, okay? Here's what the problem is. I was driving over here and I had to go stop and pick up some things because that's what I do. Every time we record the podcast, I go and I get a Fiji water, I get a Monster, and I get, what does it say? Sweet Tart. Soft and chewy ropes. They're so good. There's a little creamy center in there and there's colorful outside. It's really good. That's what we do every time. We share it. We have a good time. We have a lot of laughs. But I was driving over here and there was so many things on the road that were starting to piss me off real bad. And I get road rage really bad. I just do. And I think I'm a patient enough person. But if I'm being honest, I get really fired up. I'll yell and I'll scream. And I never do anything about it. But it puts me in a terrible, terrible mood. And here's one of the worst things that people do on the road. And I want to see if anyone agrees with me. Let me see if I can explain it. One of the worst things that happens on the road, makes me the most mad, is when I'm driving and I'm in the lane closest to the suicide lane. If it's a multiple lane road or whatever. When I'm driving and somebody turns out of a neighborhood into the suicide lane, so they turned left so that like, they're waiting for me to pass them, you know, so they can go. But then they drive full speed in the suicide lane next to me, trying to get up in front of me. Bro, I'll speed up. You think I care? I'll slam on the gas. It's the most annoying thing people do. And it makes me so angry. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to slow down. I'm not going to let you in. If they would have just pulled out left and stopped in the suicide lane, I would have flown by and then they would have gone right after me. I don't know what the problem is. It puts me in a terrible mood. And then little things like people at the gas station were taking forever. The cashiers were sitting there talking and they weren't even like, you know how QT is. There's always multiple cash registers open and there's usually like one guy has both sides of the register and they're going really fast. So I go to QT all the time and I go in there today and they're taking forever. They're talking about their like weekend, the people, and there's a line. It's annoying. So annoying to me. So they go and I get my stuff and whatever. And then I'm leaving the gas station and somebody in the parking lot was like trying to turn around in the parking lot and take forever. It just bugged me so bad. And I think I'm a patient guy, but do you ever have those days? Like I do this all the time. Do you ever have those days where everything that happens makes you stop and think like, am I the only person that's not fucking stupid in this whole world? Am I the only person that does things right? 'Cause it feels like it. Am I crazy? What's going on? It's the worst. Happens all the time. Puts me in a terrible, terrible mood. But it's okay because now I'm here. I made it and I have my treats and I'm sitting here hanging out and we're going to do our thing. But I really am excited to talk about a handful of things with everybody. So right off the bat, I know I went into the anger, so it's all good. Right off the bat, I want to say my show in Arizona is coming up on Wednesday, November 24th. At Stand Up Live in Phoenix. If you know me, then you can just say my name when you come and they'll let you in free, I think. Doing some open mics this week to prepare. I wrote my set for that show. It's 5 minutes. I rewrote my old one, added some new stuff. I've been messing around with it at clubs. I've gone to a few open mics and I have one tomorrow. Hopefully one on Tuesday as well. We'll see if I can make the list to kind of mess with it. I'm excited about the show. People, had some family and friends at the last one, which is at the same place. And a handful of different people who didn't go are going to come to this one. It's going to be really exciting. I'm happy. I like that room a lot. It's the first place I did stand up, if anyone remembers. And it's been cool going to do open mics, go to do other clubs, smaller ones, bigger ones. And that one just feels really good. I'm excited to go there again. I had a lot of fun. The showrunner's really cool. Everyone there that I met was really, really sweet and nice to me. And I'm excited to go back. So if you haven't, talk to me about it. You can just reach out on Instagram or keep an eye out. I'll be posting about the details of that. So that's coming up on Wednesday. And then this is Thanksgiving week. So another thing I want to complain about because we're doing Thanksgiving. Okay. Listen, I have a good friend group. Okay. I have friends that I love and I'm okay hanging out with them. I like to do that. And I think it's great if you want to have Thanksgiving with your friends. I think that's great. And by all means, please do it. Now, what you shouldn't do is use the word Friendsgiving, okay? Because it's the worst word I've ever heard, and I hate it so much. And I feel like everyone who does knows that it's the worst, but they still do it. And so I kind of respect it if everyone's like, well, what else are we going to call it? But I hate it so much, and please stop talking about it, you know, because I don't like it at all. But it's okay. Thanksgiving's coming up, and I'm excited about that. Thanksgiving is a weird holiday. I don't know who else agrees with me, because it really is like Halloween starts. Halloween time is when it starts to get colder and it starts to feel like winter or whatever, at least here in Arizona. And then you really only care about Christmas. You know what I mean? But the whole lead up, like October 31st is Halloween. And the next day, excuse me, you should be getting excited for Thanksgiving. But what all of us do is like, well, we're getting closer to Christmas. So it just turns into like the spirit of the holidays. But no one actually gives a shit about Thanksgiving. Like, what do I... Thanksgiving is fun and I like to eat the food, but it's like, dude, no one cares. Like, I'm just waiting for Thanksgiving to be over so I can feel better about putting my Christmas tree up the day after Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? So Thanksgiving just like kind of gets thrown in the mix and I don't know, it's kind of weird. You just hang out with your family and eat at 2 p.m. At least white families do. I don't know why. You know what I mean? I don't know why, but it's fine. And the worst thing about it is hanging out with your entire family. Now, I haven't done that in a long time because I'm older, my family's grown up, and all of us have our own kids, and it's kind of like we have our own little thing. We don't have to hang out with cousins and stuff. But when I was a kid, I love my cousins, I do, and I know they listen. But when I was a kid, one of the worst days for me was Thanksgiving because it's like too much. Have all these people come to your parents' house, or you have to, even worse, you have to go somewhere, you get all ready, and you have that one, or you have two cousins you actually want to see, and the other ones you just like say hi, and it's too many people in the same house, and that one person brings the terrible piece of food that you have to like act like you like it, and you do that thing where when you throw it in the trash, you put the plate upside down in the trash. You know what I mean? So they can't see that like their collard greens were awful. By the way, I have to say one of my favorite things about getting older is not being as picky, because in the past few years I've been really enjoying the sides, the Thanksgiving meal sides though. Like I don't remember who made it, and maybe my producer can help me remember, but not collard greens. I had, what is it? Corn. What are the sides? There's cream corn, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, stuffing. What else? Like cranberry stuff? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff, and I never ate any of it as a kid. Really, all I wanted was mashed potatoes, and that's kind of still all I want because mashed potatoes are so good. I would only eat mashed potatoes and turkey and like corn if it was there. But in the past few years, I've been enjoying the sides, and I don't remember who it was. It really doesn't matter who, but somebody in my family or in my in-laws' family made amazing creamed corn and amazing sweet potato casserole, and now that's all I'm looking forward to. So that's one good thing about getting older. Yeah, I wake up and my back hurts so bad every day because I'm getting old. But on the bright side, I'm not as picky. And speaking of being picky, my wife always gives me a hard time and says that I'm so picky eater. And she says that I like boring foods and she says that I need to be adventurous or whatever. What she means, what she's actually saying is that I eat boring foods, meaning I could just eat a burger no matter where we go. My favorite snack is pretzels. Like I said, I like mashed potatoes. That's not me being picky. That's just me liking a certain thing. Now, my wife, who also is a grown-up like me, we have two kids together. She's a grown adult. She always has to order food at a restaurant and says, like, can I get the number 4, but do it this way and take this thing out and substitute that sauce for this sauce. And it's so confusing every time. And they always mess it up, dude. And then she's all upset, which I understand. But, like, if you just said, hey, give me the Baconator, they know how to do that shit. They do that Baconator all day, bro. They're not going to mess it up. But if you say like, oh, listen, I want a kid's one, but actually put it in a bigger size cup because I like more air in the cup and do this and that, they always mess it up. And my wife and I love Whataburger. At least, you know, I used to really like it. I feel like it's fallen off. They have some limited time limited edition stuff that they do, or like they, I don't know, they do it once a year or whatever. They have a pico de gallo burger, which is so good. I've been telling my producer about it for years, and he's never been down at the right time to have it. We used to really like their shakes. We used to go there all the time. And one time she told me, because what we do, I've talked about it, is we put the babies down and we plop down on the couch, dude. And we turn the TV on and we watch a show. And one of us goes and gets a treat. Do this kind of every day. Maybe that's why I'm getting fat. And it's annoying. So I do it every day. Go get a treat, come back, watch a show. And she said, okay, I want Whataburger. And she texts me her order. But her order was like, I want a cheeseburger, but it was like a really confusing order. She said, like, I want this, I don't want that, make sure they substitute this. And then she said, no onions. That's what she said. I don't like onions. So I go to get this burger. I tell them the whole order. I read it out. I even show the, I like, just read it twice. I have a text. Go to get the thing, and I check that I have it all. But it's like wrapped up, you know. I don't check that the burger's right because I don't know what she got. Go back to the house, and remember she said, no, a cheeseburger with all the stuff, but make sure it's no onions. She opens her burger up, and when she gets to like the burger of it, she opens the buns, and it is literally a bottom bun, patty, onions on top of the patty, the second bun. It was just an onion burger, nothing but onion. And we said, hey, guess what? That's not what we wanted. That's the exact opposite of what we wanted. Had to call, go back to Whataburger. They were super mean about it, which I get it, but it's like, dog, what? Get the burger. And then Allie was all annoyed. And that's how it is all the time. She gets the thing wrong, and then she gets mad at me, even though just get a normal burger, and then it won't get messed up ever. But it's okay. You know, it's so funny because I love her so much, and I know she listens. She really is amazing and doesn't do anything wrong, but she kind of does do some things wrong, and I'm going to talk about them, okay? She does the littlest things that annoy me, and I love her, and I've talked to her about it, and we, like, hash it out. But why does it annoy me so bad? Like, for example, today I'm driving. I had to drive to drop her and the girls off at my in-laws, and then I came here to record. As we're driving, she does this all the time, dude. Tell me, I want to know if people agree with this, if I'm crazy. I know I am, but I want to know if anyone agrees, okay? As I'm driving here, I have to turn left out of our house onto the road, okay? She does this every time we drive. I don't know why, and I don't know. So when you're turning left, as you know, you have to look left, you look right, you want to make sure it's a big main road. As I'm looking left, I see cars, I look right, and something she does is she will look too. Do you know what I'm saying? Sheesh, bless you. Do you need some of this water, man? No. Do you need some of this Monster? I don't know what that's going to do. I'm actually thirsty. But she'll do this thing where she'll look for traffic too. You know what I'm talking about? When the passenger in the passenger seat looks for traffic and you have to like look around their head to see the road. And I tell her like, stop. And she goes, well, you just need to be, what did she say to me, bro? I almost put my brass knuckles on. I'll tell you what. What'd she say? She goes, it's not that big of a deal. You just need to get better at driving. What does that mean? I'm parked, bro. I'm trying to look around the corner and you're bobbing and I'm trying to feel like I'm doing Wii boxing, bobbing and weaving around, looking around you, trying to see if there's a Mazda Miata coming towards me. It's so annoying, bro. Love her so much. What I mean, guess what? She's not here, so I guess I'll just keep going. She can't attack me about it. All right, let's see. What else does she do that annoys me? The other day, her and I were talking about this actually, and we're like, well, we don't ever fight. We really never argue. So what are some things that we like do that annoy each other that we just don't really talk about? And one of the main things, I've talked about it, she loses her phone all the time and it's only at the last minute. And I think partly it's my fault. I get that because most of the time when we're leaving and we have like the babies and we have, you know, get the diaper bag and get all the stuff. And it's always so stressful just getting out of the house to do anything, which is so annoying. Whether you're taking the baby to like, if we're taking my daughter to preschool, that's for her. She wants to do it. Or if we're going like somewhere we have to go and we're on a time crunch, it's always stressful no matter what. So I try to help out and I'll grab as many things as I can. And if I see her phone, Allie's phone lying around, I'll grab it, you know, because I don't want her to forget it. But lately, the problem is it's been starting to have this effect where she stops grabbing it because she thinks I'm just going to grab it, you know? And like, so I don't sometimes. And we're pulling out of the neighborhood. And then she goes like, do you have my phone? No. And so we have to go back to the house and grab it. And then as I'm coming back out, lock the door, get back in the car, she goes, oh, can you also grab my charger or whatever? And so, okay, I have to go back in the house and back out. takes us forever. And then she gets mad at me about us being late. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I didn't lose my charger or my phone. It's okay. She really doesn't do anything bad. It's fun to like tease and complain about little things, but she doesn't really do anything. She's a really good sport. I don't know how she puts up with me, I have to say. I talk about it in my act too, and I like tease her and I talk about that, but she puts up with me, which is, I think, is really cool, and she's really good about everything. Like, she has a, I'm just giving out her information or whatever. She has her own business, and she works mostly every night. It's perfect timing. She leaves, and then I stay home, put the girls to bed, do the thing. But lately, since I've been doing comedy, I've been going out to clubs at night, to like comedy clubs, to try and do open mics, or sometimes I sign up for them. And she's so cool about like today, as we're recording, it's Sunday, and there's a club that's doing an open mic tomorrow, really close, and I just found out about it because I know the guy, and I was like, hey, can you put me on the list for tomorrow, last minute. He said, yeah, he told me all the details, and I told Allie, like, hey, I don't know what your schedule's like tomorrow, but is there any way that I can do an open mic, it's at like 7 p.m. She's like, yeah, I don't know, I think I have something, but let me check. And then she checks, and she's like, oh, I do have one. I already asked if like this person could babysit the girls where you go, and I told her we don't have to do it, but she's so supportive, and she's helped me out through this whole thing, and she has no problem like changing her thing around, which I don't expect her to do that, but I don't know, it's really nice to have somebody that hooks you up like that and cares and wants to help. Something that I've been doing this week, let me see if I can explain this. Allie's really supportive and really cool, okay? I was doing something last week that I was positive she wasn't gonna like, or she was gonna like make fun of me for it, but she didn't, and she actually sat down and enjoyed it with me. So last week on the podcast, I talked about how one of my buddies wrote in and told me I needed to watch anime shows. And he's like, they're so good, and you talk about good TV shows, so I'll give you my login information to the streaming service. He tells me when I started to watch it, I wasn't really into it. I'm sure I'll be able to later. One of my brothers-in-law, a different one from the other ones I talked about last episode, told me of a show I needed to watch. So I looked it up, and guess what, dude? It's so good. And Adam, I talk to Adam a lot, and I'll try to stop. This is the last one. But if you want to watch a good show, it's good. Did I already tell you about it? Okay, I did. So let me explain it to everybody, okay? And now I'm getting fired up. Let me drink some of my Monster. Oh, yeah, dude. Let's go. How hard do you think it would be to get sponsored by Monster, by the way? I'll see what I can do. So this show, let me lay the base here. It's very old. It's from 2007. It's anime, dude. Okay? Not really my style. I never thought I'd get into it. It is one season, has 37 episodes. I started it on Monday, and I'm halfway through it already because it's so good. And let me explain. It is called, if you're interested, it is called Death Note, okay? I'm getting fired up. The show is so good. It's called Death Note, and what it is, dude, bear with me, okay? Everyone close your eyes, envision the situation, and I'm going to walk you through it, okay? Hold my hand. We're walking through the mist of darkness. If you're Mormon, you know, hold on to the iron rod, and we're going, baby. Don't get lost, okay? Stick with me here. Called Death Note. The premise of the show is there's this angel of death, yeah, you heard me right, that loses his Death Note. What that is this little journal where you write somebody's name and they die because he's an angel of death. That's like his whole thing. He has to kill people. You know, it's his job. He loses it in the human realm or whatever. And the main character of the show is this human who's like a smart prodigy. He's a genius. He's like top of his class. It takes place in Tokyo, I think. Top of his class. He's a genius. He's like does everything right. He's a straight A student, and he's like a crazy athlete too. I think he like is some sort of tennis prodigy or something. He's in high school though. So he finds this journal, and it says the instructions on it of like, this is what the note is, or the thing is, you put the person's name in here, they die, and there's rules about it, right? So he thinks it's a prank. He takes it anyway because he's curious. As he's watching the news, it shows something about like a guy robbing a bank or holding people hostage or something. So he writes the guy's name down. He's testing it out. And on live TV, where it's talking about the hostage situation, this guy, the criminal, dies of a heart attack. So the main character's like, oh, I think it worked, you know? So it has all these rules of like, if you write somebody's name, they'll die, but you have to like put a reason, like you have to explain why they die. If you don't, then 45 seconds after their name was written down, they'll just die of a heart attack. And there's all these rules. So it's really good because he just, like, goes on a rampage and starts killing off all these evil people. Like, he watches the news and he has a list of, like, most wanted people and, like child molesters and stuff. He just kills them off because he's like, we need an ideal world. These people are evil. And, like, I'm going to cleanse the world, right? He has this good, like, vision in his head. And it quickly turns into, like, basically just a mass murder of all these villains from around the world, but kind of centered in Japan. And people are starting to take note of it, and the police get kind of freaked out. They think it's planned, you know, and it's talking about all in the news. It's like a mass murder, and it quickly turns from, well, let me say this too. And it's a spoiler, I guess, but it's an old show. He starts having the police be on his tail, and he has all this stuff happen. So then he starts freaking out, and he starts killing people that are, like, looking for him, you know, so he doesn't get caught. And it quickly turns into, like, a bad situation. It started off being, like, this vigilante guy is killing off all the bad people, and the citizens of Tokyo loved it, you know? And it quickly turned into, like, the Joker or something, where it's scary, and this secret identity person is, like, making threats on live TV, and people are scared to show their face or have their name out in public, or else they'll get killed too, whatever. It's really interesting, and I'm not going to spoil the rest because it's, like, really good, and I'm also only halfway through. But I was thinking about it, and that'd be such a cool thing to have. I know it's not cool to kill people, but it's funny because there's different ways. He, like, writes different ways and they die. If it were me, dude, and I'll be honest, I would never kill innocent people, of course. But I'd go after some chomos. And yeah, dude, that's a word for child molester. You betcha. Chomo. Okay? And here's what I would do. You'd be watching the news one night, right? And this is if I had the note and I wrote the people's name down. They'd just be like,
welcome back to the Channel 5 News. Tonight's news has a shocking amount of people diarrheaing to death and shitting their brains out.
Dude, I'd be like, okay, John Smith, he wakes up and has diarrhea for 4 hours. That makes him die. I'd write it down. And that's what would happen, and it'd be the best. And people at their schools would be like, who's this vigilante? What would they call me? They'd have to call me something like that has to do with shit. You know what I mean? Because people, it's like, that's what happens. If you're a bad guy, you shit till you die, and then that's what happens. And then you don't even have a funeral, bro, because you shit so bad, no one wants to come save you. So that's always something I could do. If this comedy thing doesn't work out, I could always just become a vigilante and clean up the streets, you know? But that's a really good show. I've liked it a lot. I thought it was going to be not my style, but the first show I watched wasn't really my style, and this one kind of is. It's different. It's really interesting. It's kind of old, but it's a really unique concept, and it gets kind of like, it reminds me of, I know I'm reaching here kind of, it reminds me of a Breaking Bad type situation, because the main character of the show, you find out after a few episodes that the police are following him, and you find out that the police chief heading the investigation is the main character's dad. So then there's a lot of, like, the kid hacking into the police thing to find out what they know so he can do the next step to stay away from it. It's really cool. It's really interesting. I've liked it a lot. And Allie was teasing me about it at first, which I understand. But then she started to watch it with me and was asking me to explain it. And she's like, yeah, it is really interesting. Like, I've never thought of something like this. So it's really cool. But another thing I was doing this week, because I just talked about a lot of stuff last week, and it made me think. So that's why I watched the show. And I also started playing video games again, because I haven't in a long time. I talked about Dark Souls, and I'm not going to right now because I've played it so much. It's not really like, I've beat it a few times. There's a few different ones. That's why I don't really want to talk about it. But I started playing this game a long time ago, and it's one of the Star Wars games. I don't know if I've talked about it at all, but it's one of my buddies bought it for me for Christmas a few years ago. It's really good. It's Jedi Fallen Order or something. It's really good, and I got really far last time when I was playing it, but I played on the hardest mode. So I got kind of stuck, and it's kind of annoying. But I restarted it, and I'm trying to play it better and focus on it. It's really good. I've enjoyed doing that. It's been kind of a weird, the past month or so, ever since I've been doing comedy, it's been kind of weird. My schedule gets really backwards. Like, I've been working in construction for a while, and I'm not right now. For a few weeks, but I've been working in construction for a while, and it's like, you know, wake up at 3:30 in the morning and go work, and then you're done with work by 1 o'clock, and like go to the gym, take a nap, go to bed super early. And ever since doing comedy, I've been like staying out, writing, going to clubs, staying up and like playing video games till 2 a.m, writing jokes. It's so weird and backwards. And I'm like eating Del Taco. Bro, it's so funny because you'll go on stage. I mean, I'm sure this is how it is with other people. You go on stage, tell your jokes. It's exhilarating. It's a rush for sure. It's a dream. People laugh and you feel like you're kind of the shit for a little bit. And then you just drive home by yourself and get Del Taco at 2 a.m. Okay. I'm like, I'm just at my house by myself. My wife's asleep. I'm eating like a disgusting, like, bacon burrito at 2 a.m. It's so backwards than what you'd think it was. Like, one of these shows I did last a few weeks ago, I went out and then I went to In-N-Out and everything. And my sister, who's so nice, she's like, I'm glad you guys are like out celebrating. You and Allie are out having In-N-Out. It's like, no, Allie's at home in bed. I'm here by myself to celebrate the show I just had. It's been really funny, but. What was I talking about? Oh, video games. Yeah, I don't know. I want to start playing again. I talked about how I want to do streaming. Like, I want to do Twitch. I think that'd be really fun. And there's that one buddy of mine that streams. He was talking to me about it, and I think it'd be really cool. So maybe in the future, I will do that. You'll have to keep an eye out. But something I wanted to show also on here is one of my friends. I've been getting a lot of support for the podcast. I talk about that every episode, so I'm not going to get into it. But I get a lot of support. I have people reach out saying stuff. So one of my friends I haven't seen in a long time, went to school with him in junior high and high school. Let me see if I can find it. He sent me a video and he said to me, I think it was a TikTok. He said, bro, like, I support the podcast. I listen to your stuff. I think you're great, but I had to show you this. So can you tell me if you can hear this in the mic, Adam? It's a TikTok. We'll see if it loads. And maybe we'll just cut this. Can you hear this?
I just turned 25 and don't know what I'm doing with my life. Here again with entrepreneurial tips from a community college dropout. Back with another edition of generic dating advice for the next 2 hours. On today's episode of All My Friends Say I'm Really Interesting and Unique and Funny. Thank you guys again for tuning in to my top 10 favorite movies that I'm a self-proclaimed expert on. And that'll do it here for us if this podcast could have ended 45 minutes ago.
So if you're paying attention, I've done all those things except for one. I thought that was really funny, and it's like, it's completely true, because guess what? I'm 25. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. My friends do say I'm funny, but who knows if I am? And I talked about my movies in the first episode, so that's what you got to do sometimes. And I figure, that was really funny, my buddy Robbie sent me that, and I figure, because I've already done all those, and I'm guilty of all of them, I might as well just lean into it, right? I've done all of them except for one, so I might as well just finish off the last one, which is dating advice. And guess what? I'm married. I have been for almost 5 years. I have 2 kids. I'm a grown man. I don't really do anything fun with dating, but I have some funny stories from the past. And I think I could just do that. I wanted to ask on the Instagram about like people's dating stories or whatever, but I didn't really want to read too many. So I just wanted to tell some stories I have and kind of put them out into the universe about my dating history. And you guys can tell me if I'm correct in my feelings or if I'm incorrect in them, okay? So here's a big one. Let me preface this. I had something happen to me when I was hooking up with a girl, okay? I've told this story to my friends just because I thought it was funny, and they all gave it a reaction I wasn't expecting. And so let me just tell the story, okay? When I got home from my mission and I was, 19, I was hanging out with a bunch of people I'd never met before because they went to a different school or something. And I started talking to this girl and then we started hooking up and it was like every night for a month or something, which was fun. And one time I remember she picked me up from my house. We drove out to this spot and I remember this, dude. I remember looking, we're in her car and I look at the like clock on the dash or I think, I don't know. I look at the time and I see that it was like 12:30. And so then we're doing our thing, and all of a sudden I notice, we're in the back seat and all of a sudden the next thing I remember is I see the stars in the sky and I see that it's like moving. I got really confused. I look back and I see that I'm in the back seat laying down, looking out the back windshield and the car's moving. So I look up to the front seat and I'm confused. And she's driving the car and I see the clock again and it says it's 3:30 in the morning. So it's been 3 hours somehow. I'm really confused and I say like, did you drug me? What happened? And she just laughs. She goes, good morning. And I'm like, what happened? And she didn't say anything. We just keep driving. And so I climb up in the front seat. She takes me home and I go home. I fell back asleep. I didn't even think about it. Like, once I got home, I fell asleep. Told the story to my friends. I just thought it was really funny. And they're like, bro, she like drugged you or raped you or something. And I think I probably just, I think there's two things that happened. Either one, she drugged me, which with what? Two, I just fell asleep while we were hooking up. And that's the funniest thing, dude. Like either way, can you imagine? It's like a TV show or cartoon. You're doing the thing and then like the person just starts snoring. Like what'd she have to push me off? And like how long did I fall asleep for? You know what I mean? I fall asleep on the shoulder. Did she think it was a cuddle situation? When in reality, I was counting sheep. Counting sheep in my head. So I don't really know. But I dug deeper into the story, okay? And I remembered something. And so now this gave me a little insight on the situation. We'll see how it worked. We'll see what the verdict is with the podcast. I remember that the first time I hooked up with this girl, the very first time, she said to me, oh my gosh, my high school self is freaking out right now. I said, what do you mean? She goes, I had a big crush on you in high school. I was like, we went to school together? Or I said, did I know you in high school? She goes, yeah, we went to the same school together. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, I didn't even know who you were, which is fine. And then I remembered that happened. And so maybe she did drug me because she took some, I knew it was weird when I got home and a chunk of my hair was missing. You know what I mean? So that was kind of weird. Maybe I should check and see if I have any like kids I don't know about from that. That'd be really funny. That girl's really cool. She's like well known, so I shouldn't even have told that story, I guess, but it's just between her and me. You know what I mean? But that's okay. I don't really have any like crazy dating stories. I remember actually, I'm just going to keep getting myself in trouble, I guess. When I was in, I'm not going to tell when, I was dating this girl for a while. And let me think of how to say, maybe I shouldn't even tell the story. I'm just going to tell it. I was dating this girl for a while. It was really fun. I had a lot of fun. And she was like really fun and funny and I had a great time, but she was, let me think of how to say this. She was kind of a crazy bitch. You know what I mean? So that's it. But it was really fun and I had a great time with her. But one time we were like in our first argument or whatever, I think she had gone out of town and like partied and drank a lot and like partied with some guys. And I didn't really like that, but I was kind of over the fact that it was happening. You know, I didn't want to get mad at her. I didn't want to like, I don't know. It was at the point where I'm like, if she's doing that, obviously she doesn't care about me enough. So I didn't really care. And we were talking about it. She said like, how do you feel? I go, yeah, I'm upset, but it's whatever. And I just kept driving. And she like, I remember she grabbed me and she was like, yell at me, like scream at me or something. And I'm like, oh, that's freaking weird. Like, what do you want me to do? Like in the cartoons, like tsh, tsh, backhand for, you know what I mean? What do you want me to do? Put up fisticuffs and I can knock you out. What do you want me to do right now? So that freaked me out, dude. And then that was kind of weird. And so sometimes I still joke with my wife about that. And if that girl's listening, because she probably does, I really enjoyed our time together, okay? You're not a crazy bitch, but that was weird. I think we could admit that. I don't know. I had a normal dating life. Nothing too crazy happened. I wish I like had funnier stories. I know that I do. I just can't think of them right now, but it's so funny hearing people's stories because everyone has them, dude. Like that story right there, I just told you, or the one before that, like that's between, no one knows besides the girl and me. And that's so funny. And everyone has these stories and I just love hearing people's weird ones because everyone has weird stories. Dude, I just remembered this and both the people that this happened to listen and they're going to know I'm talking about them, but no one else is. And that's funny to me, dude. There was this one guy that I was friends with in high school and he was asking me one time, he wanted to kiss this girl. I guess they liked each other or whatever. He was like, dude, what's good music to like hook up to? And I was 16. So I showed him some song I thought was really good. And I was trying to be funny while I was showing it to him. And I was like, oh, look at this. This is like perfect little build up here. The music starts slow. It gets louder. And I think I said like, yeah, it's the perfect like time for foreplay right here in the 15 seconds. And then, you know, the big finale right here. I'm just trying to laugh, trying to make myself laugh and make him laugh. He says he likes the song. The next day he comes back. He's like, bro, it worked. Like the song was great. We hooked up for a long time. This playlist was perfect or whatever. And he kept using the word foreplay, like wrong. I was like, do you know what that means? He's like, no, I don't. I just figured that meant like getting the vibe ready or whatever. And so I hope he was talking to her about like, all right, you ready for some foreplay? Just like not sexy at all. But I remember the girl, so I asked her side of it. She said, this is what happened. And this is so funny to me, dude. She said that the guy, they like went to the spot, they were going to hook up. The guy leaned in, we're 16. Okay. The guy leaned in, literally they just pecked lips, didn't do anything. That's it. And then he pulled away and went, he really did. And he goes, oh man. And he like grabs the steering wheel, you know, rubs the top. He goes, sorry, I'm such a shizzy kisser. Oh, dude. He really said shizzy, not even shitty. It's like, hey, can you get more Mormon, sir? How bad was that? This episode is brought to you by Evora. Evora, the self-expression brand. They create opportunities for self-expression through daily wearables that you customize. In their store, you get to design and create your own sterling silver ring. Book your spots online, go into the store on your booked time and date, pick your stone and metal options, and with the help of an Evora team member, create your ring. I love Evora. Their style is so sick. I love their whole vibe, everything about it. You can't find rings like this anywhere else. You got to make them yourself. It's the way to do it. Their store is in Gilbert, Arizona, right by Backyard Taco on Higley and Ray. Go today and book your spots online by going to evoracompany.com. That's evoracompany.com. That's so funny though, dude. That's one of my, I love that memory so much, and it's not even, didn't even happen to me. I have more funny ones, and now that I'm thinking about it, what I want to do is kind of focus a lot on this. I know people have so many good stories that I want to hear and I want to talk about. I'm going to put out a thing on my Instagram. I'll do it here too. Send in your crazy, funny, wild dating stories or hookup stories. They're so funny. I want to read a bunch of them on the podcast. You can just hit me up on Instagram at Quintessential Pod or on my personal Instagram at Jordan R. Quint. I'll do a thing on there to have to remind everybody or whatever. But speaking of that, I did one this week where I was complaining to Allie about her habits, like I said, about she forgets her phone or whatever. So I did a thing on my Instagram asking what are people's nasty habits that they have, personal habits that they have. And I'll be honest with you, this is a big open environment here, okay? Loving environment, can't judge. So I'm just going to be open with everybody, all right? I have a habit that's personal and it's kind of, I've discovered it's kind of gross, but I have to say I'm pretty proud of it. It's like one of the things that I realize is gross, but I still have to do it. And I'm pretty proud of it. You can adopt it if you want. And this is what it is, okay? Let me explain this. After I got braces and I got them off, I had a permanent retainer installed or whatever it's called, put on the back of my top teeth, specific, like mostly over the front two teeth. Okay. So if you have a permanent retainer, you know, you can't floss those teeth at least all the way because there's a thing in the middle. So you have to use the back side of the flosser, this pokey guy, to get whatever out of in between your teeth. Right. So when I eat food or whatever, sometimes I get something stuck in between my two front teeth at the top by my gums and you can't floss it out. It's hard to get out with like using your fingernail. So something I do sometimes if I'm in a pinch, let's say I have to go be on camera like this. What I do, and this is gross, is I'll bite a fingernail off and I'll use that to pick the thing out of my teeth. Hey, guess, hey, what? What, you got a problem with that? It's not that gross. It's very smart if I'm going to be honest with you. I was a Boy Scout growing up and I got my Eagle Scout, dude. So that's some resourceful shit right there. Using the fingernail to get something out of your teeth, bro. Anyway, I don't think it's that bad. My wife thinks it's disgusting. So then I was like, well, what do you got? I told her some of her problems. It launched us into asking people stuff on the podcast. And now I have people's responses and I'm going to read them. Okay. I want to talk about them. Someone said, this is so gross. I knew him personally. He said, I still catch myself randomly eating a booger subconsciously sometimes. Dog. That needs to change. Listen. You don't have somebody, and he knows who he is, and I know he's listening. You don't have somebody close enough to you that loves you that to tell you to stop doing that. So as somebody who's known you your whole life, and almost my whole life too, stop doing that. That's disgusting. And you know it's disgusting. Go into your bathroom, look yourself in the mirror, and say, I'm not eating my boogers anymore, because that's freaking disgusting. That's not cool. The other people's aren't that weird, and I want everyone to give me real answers. When I put out a poll, or like ask for responses. I want real answers because people are being dumb. But this one, some of these make sense. I had a handful of people surprisingly say, like this one says, I smell weird slash gross smells, even though I know they're going to be weird slash gross. I don't really agree with that. I know that people do that. My wife is one of them. She'll smell everything. She has to smell a burrito before she takes a bite of it because she's like, I want to see if it's worth taking a bite of it. It doesn't make any sense. But smelling the gross stuff, I get it, but I don't. Like, I'm not going to smell some stain because I know it's going to be nasty no matter what. And I know everyone does this, though. This is a gross habit I have, and I think everybody secretly does. Am I the only one who, like, am I the only one who, when my stomach's gurgling, bro, I had a bad day, and I when a huge fart comes out, I kind of, like, am excited to smell it? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I know it's going to be bad, and I don't like the smell of farts, but sometimes I'm like, let me see what I'm working with today. Because I kind of like my own brand, you know? Anyone else's brand is just, it feels like it's knockoff Gucci. It's not very good. It's like too much. It's like when you walk into Macy's and they spray the shit, you know? That's somebody else having a fart. I don't want that. I wasn't expecting that. I walked into the cloud of mist. It's not good. But sometimes when I do one and you know it's going to be good, you're kind of excited to smell it, even if you know it's going to be bad. So that makes sense, I guess. I don't know why people don't admit to that. But here's another one. This guy says, I lick the corner edges of my beard into my mouth and bite down. See, that is weird, but it's not that weird. I feel like a lot of people do that. At least I do that with my, like, I don't know if he's talking about, like, the mustache part. It technically is your goatee or whatever. But, oh, dude, here's one of my wife's responses. She says, putting my plucked eyebrows on the mirror. See, now that's something that causes contention in my house, bro. We get along very well. We have the spirit in our house, I think. Spirit of God, you know? We fight like the Dickens when she puts her plucked eyebrows on the mirror. It's so nasty, bro. Like, I go to get something out of my teeth. I look all close to the bathroom mirror, and there's little porcupine quills all over the place. It's disgusting. It really gets me so upset. And she has so many little gross... This is just the shit on Allie episode, I guess. She has so many gross things that she does. And it's okay. I'm not going to call her out too much. But the things she does that annoy me... I talked about this at the beginning, but this time is kind of gross habits. It's different. She, no matter what, will spit out her food if she doesn't like it. Every time. And I'm not talking like something like sushi that she's never had. It's kind of gross. She'll spit it out. Like that, obviously, people will do that. Like she'll just be eating a burger and be like, oh, this bite's not good. And she'll spit it out and just like leave it on the plate. It's freaking disgusting. But not even on her plate. She'll put it on mine or like on a napkin and scoot the napkin over to my part of the table, you know? The other day... I almost put boxing gloves on her and said, let's go. Because we were driving. I got a coffee for myself. That's what I do, baby. I go and I get coffee. That's what I do, okay? I got a coffee for me. And then I said, hey, you want some of this? We're going to share it. She went to take a sip of the coffee, my coffee. She took her gum out, put the gum, stuck it on the top of the coffee, like on the lid, right next to the drinking hole, whatever it's called, the spout or whatever. What's it called, bro? She put it by the sippy cup, part of the cup. And then she like drank it and gave it back to me. I'm like, oh, this is your coffee now. Cause you put your gum right here. That's freaking disgusting. She's like, well, I'll take it off. It's like, no, I don't want it anymore. Like you just violated my shit, putting your old gum on it. Just spit it out or swallow the gum. That's what you got to do. And something else that she does in regards to food is she doesn't finish anything. And I know that a lot of people do this. I don't know where this stems from. Because when I was a kid, my dad used to get mad at me for never finishing my food. But I grew out of it. And I think a lot of people probably have the same problem when they're young. But Allie's a grown up. I don't know what this, like we'll be eating and she'll be like, oh man, I am so full. I can't eat another bite. And I look and it's like the corner piece of the crust of the sandwich. It's so small. It's like, you're too full to eat that little bite? Yeah, I'm bursting at the seams. I can't eat another bite. And it gets me fired up, bro. And I'll eat it, you know? I'll eat it. Or she says like, I'm not hungry. I'll just share with you. And that's freaking annoying because here's the problem. She never finishes her food. She never eats that much food, right? It's okay. She's a little guy. But... the times where she eats so much food is when she says, I'm not hungry, I'll share with you. And then she eats more than half of it. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to get us both our own thing so I don't have to share. And now is the time she's hungry and she eats so much more than I was expecting, which is fine. I'm happy to share. But then I'm hungry and I have to go back and order some more. And then I don't eat the whole thing because I was just going to eat the one. But I love her so much. It's okay. She's not that bad. She's amazing. She's not bad at all. But speaking of these people doing stuff, this episode has really been like, complain about the people driving, complain about people's problems, complain about what Allie does. I like to think of myself as, like, I said at the beginning, am I the only one who's smart? I think about this all the time and it drives me crazy. I know everybody has this in their own heads. I think people do. And I was really digging into, like, what do people do that drive me insane that no one else cares about? Because we all have those things. I'm guessing. I have these things where they drive me crazy and I'll, like, get put in such a bad mood over it. And if I talk to somebody about it, they don't seem to care at all. And that's really interesting to me. Like, one thing that really annoys me a lot is how people don't know how to be quiet at the right times. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that makes any sense. I get really annoyed when we're having a movie night or something and it's like a good movie, an important one, and people are talking about stuff that's not even in the movie. Like, it's just annoying. Like, don't, you're ruining it for the rest of us just because you think you have to talk. You don't want us to forget you're here. So you have, like, you have to talk no matter what. No matter what we're doing, you have to talk to make sure we don't forget about you. You have to make it about you. Oh, dude, the one that makes me so mad, I don't understand this. How do people not understand how to be quiet at surprise parties? Do you know what I'm talking about? It makes me so angry. I've gone to so many surprise parties in my life because popular guy, I get invited. You know what I mean? They want me there. So I show up to the surprise party. It happens every time. It's the same thing every single time. There's 100 people in a room, it feels like. And everyone's talking and chatting. It's fine. And then the family member of the person whose birthday it is, you know, they come in and they're like, okay, they're 5 minutes away. Everyone get ready. And you get ready. People start talking. And then they're like, okay, they're pulling up in the driveway. Everyone be quiet. And people just keep talking. That doesn't make any sense to me. What are you talking about? And everyone keeps talking, laughing. And then there has to be one person to be like, quiet. Like, they're walking up the driveway. They're going to hear you. And no one can be quiet. It drives me insane. My sister-in-law's party, surprise party was, whatever, 6 months ago. And I was having a bad day. And we show up and it's the same thing. Everyone's just freaking talking so loud because it's all these single people. And they all just want to be like talking. You think that girl's going to go out with you? Like, you think now is the time to be like, hey, you know what I mean, like, shut the hell up. We're squatted. Bro, my calves are burning. I'm squatted behind the damn island waiting for my sister-in-law to walk up the street. And you're talking to this girl like, hey, I saw your TikTok. You know what I mean? Shut the fuck up. And I stood up and I was like, shut up, and yelled. And I got in trouble. Slept in the doghouse, bro. You know how many times, I'm not going to get into it. I'll do it later. But it bugs me so bad. How do people not know how to be quiet, bro? It drives me insane. And luckily, since being married, and I have kids too, I don't really go out and do anything. But whenever I'm in a situation where something like this happens and people kind of mess up people don't follow the rules, it just like bugs me the whole entire rest of the night. It puts me in the worst mood. And I don't know. I love hearing that people agree with me because I'm obviously narcissistic. I want to make sure that I'm not crazy and I want to make sure I'm right. But I kind of have an assignment for everybody that listens to the podcast. I've said a few parts of it, but I'm going to circle it all back right now and put it in a little box with a pretty little bow and send it your way. Okay. And you do with it what you will. I would like to hear people's, what was I even talking about? I forgot it all. I want to hear people's dating stories because they're so funny. I want to hear people's like nasty habits, real ones. Be honest with me. This is a safe space. And I want to hear people's biggest pet peeves. So I'll try to cover these. Those are just some things that I like am passionate about. I have a lot of my own to add to the mix. I'll do those on the Instagram and whatever. But for right now, I just remembered. I like to do a poop story at the end of each episode. I have a handful that I want to read, but I just remembered this one of my own today. So I want to talk about this because it's been a while and I'll see if I can remember it the right way. Well, I mean, you guys don't freaking know it's the right way. I'm just seeing if I can remember the whole story, I guess. Going to the bathroom. I told you, if I have to go to the bathroom, it's because it's an emergency. I only go if I have to go. And you know, I'm at the gym jumping rope, dude. I'm getting that gosh darn cardio up. So sometimes I have to go to the bathroom. I don't want to have to, but I do. I was at the gym going to the bathroom and I was quick and I was silent. You know how I do this shit. Literally. And it made me think of a story that happened a long time ago when I was at the gym going to the bathroom. This is years ago. I would go to the bathroom. I walk into where the stalls are, you know, and I see that there's whatever. Let's say there's three stalls. So you have to go first to the handicap stall. You just have to. And if you don't, then you need to reevaluate your situation. So I went and the handicap stall was taken. Now, what do you do next? The answer is you go to the one that's against the wall on the other side. Okay. Because at this gym at least. So I go to the one that's against the wall and I walk in to see that no one's in there. And I walk in and bro, I look into the toilet. I'll try not to be graphic. I look into the toilet and it's full to the brim. I mean, it had obviously been clogged. The whole thing, someone had a really bad day in there. I'm sure they were screaming. Somebody opened up a portal to the underworld in the gym bathroom in this stall. And it was still open. Demons coming out. That's what it looked like. It was disgusting. So I'm like, okay, well, gross. So I don't go in that bathroom, that stall. And I have to go to the middle stall. It's the smallest one. No one wants to be in the middle. It's a bunch of shit. But that's all my only option. So I go in the middle and I'm going to the bathroom and it's just fine. It's not an emergency. And this is so funny. I hear someone coming in all fast. They have to go to the bathroom. And it sounded like a bigger man. At least he was stomping around, fee-fi-fo-fumming around the bathroom, you know? He comes in and I see him do the same exact thing I did. He stomped over to the handicap stall and he shook the door handle. And he goes over to the one on the wall and he looks and he even says like, oh my gosh, the full disgusting toilet. And so then he comes in my stall and he shakes the door handle and he sees it's locked. So what did this guy do? And I'm getting the whole story by looking at the ground, seeing this guy's feet. So this guy had to go so bad. He walks back over to the stall that the door's open and the toilet's flooded and like clogged. It's disgusting. And I see him standing in the doorway looking at the toilet for so long. And he's thinking about it. And that's the funniest part. He's thinking like, do I have to shit bad enough to just use this toilet right now? He sits there for 30 seconds. It felt like it was a long time. He's tapping his foot. He has to go. And I hear him go. And he goes into the bathroom and he shuts the thing and he just destroys the toilet. By the way, it's been destroyed, dude. It's full to the brim. I don't know who was in there before. It seemed like, I mean, Andre the Giant was in there blowing the shit up bad and didn't flush or clogged it because it flushed. So this guy goes and he destroys the toilet, which by the way was full. And what does he do? Think, what does he do? He stands up and leaves. I don't even think I heard him wipe, dude. He doesn't even try and flush it. So he had to go so bad, he went in there and just topped off this disgusting toilet and didn't even try to flush. I mean, I guess that's nice. If he thought he was going to clog it, it would have been all over my shoes. But that made me laugh because this guy had to go so bad. He went through all the stages of trying all the different stalls. Then he went and made the decision to go on this one. It was so funny to me. And I don't know. I think about that a lot lately, ever since I remembered it. But I actually think that's it. I had a good time. This was really fun. I love doing the podcast every week. I'm very excited to come and do it. The whole week I think about it. It's a big release for me. I've had a lot of fun getting to know people when they reach out, getting to hear people's stories. It's one of my favorite things to do. I'm very grateful that I have the opportunity to do it. Follow me on Instagram at Jordan R. Quent or the podcast Instagram at Quintessential Pod. Post about things like polls and questions, and I post about my comedy shows that are coming up. Share the podcast with your friends if you liked it. Bring them next time. I'd love to get to know everybody. And until next week, you guys, be careful, okay? Have a good Thanksgiving. Don't you dare fucking go to Friendsgiving or even talk about it. And that's it. So I'll see you guys later. Talk to you next week. Smell you later. Bye.